And now, the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk. Everything entertainment. Send my love.
To the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. We are everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer will be back on Monday from Uganda, the trip of a lifetime. He'll be regaling us with stories, no doubt, all next week. But Miss Shannon has been filling in with me.
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Shannon. And is Paul McGuire Grimes
in
the house?
Yes, he is, Mr. McGuire Grimes.
Hello. Now, I brought you both here to play a little game.
You've been nervous. Very mysterious.
And very cagey.
I couldn't cheat.
I did text Paul this morning and I said, I'm not telling you what the game is because I don't want you to study because I know him.
Yes, I would.
We're going to start here. Okay. We're not playing yet. I'm going to ramp up to the game, but just know it's coming.
Do I need a buzzer or something?
No,
sort of...
I've got it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
You're just building the tension.
I'm building the tension. So I read this story in Page Six. Richard Dreyfuss, he keeps his Oscar in the refrigerator.
That's where you keep coffee and fruit.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's very weird.
So I thought, well, that's weird. He told The Hollywood Reporter, I don't like to brag, but I do like everybody to know about it. So I know sooner or later, they're all going to go to the refrigerator. And so he says he keeps his Oscar in the refrigerator and he tweeted out a picture of his golden statue right behind, you know, the smart water.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
That's very weird.
But it got me thinking of a couple things. Number one, where would you keep your Oscar? I'd put it in the bathroom.
Yes, if you want everyone to see it.
Yes, right?
My answer is very boring. I would put it on my nightstand.
Oh.
I feel like every night I would go, good night, Oscar.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you for serving
another man in your bed?
A golden man watching me sleep. Yes.
I would keep mine. We have a hutch. Right when you walk in the house, a big hutch.
Okay.
So I'd keep it there.
Would you put like a neon arrow toward it saying
Oscar light? Yes.
Right?
Because
you want people
lighting.
To know that you are talented. So that was my first question, right? Where would you keep it? My second question, more importantly, was what did Richard Dreyfuss win an Oscar for?
I have that answer. It's called The Goodbye Girl.
You're correct.
Final answer.
Ding. Also, do you know what year? Because I have a feeling I'm going to need to go deep with you, Paul.
I feel like it was late 70s.
78.
Oh, well done, Paul.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Shannon. You may not have a horse in this race when it comes to the game.
One who has a podcast on watching movies.
I know.
You're killing me here.
I'm sorry, girl. I want you to look good. So keep your eyes on me. I might give you a couple hints.
Oh, great. And I can't see you right now.
So here's the
test.
I'm going to shout out a name. I'm going to give you, you're not going to race to the finish. You guys both can answer.
I feel like, and this sounds, I shouldn't judge Paul because we don't hang out face to face very often. I feel like I would do better if you actually said, you two will go outside and there will be a 50-yard dash. I feel like I would have a better shot.
We'll do the 50-yard dash so that everybody feels good.
Exactly.
But right now we're playing the Oscar game.
Okay.
So
yes.
I will shout out a name. It is either a male or a female actor and you will say yay or nay. They do or don't have an Oscar.
Okay.
All righty then. You'll say yes or no if they have an Oscar. And then I have our intern, Kaha. She's on her duty is to find out what they won the Oscar for.
Do we get bonus points if we name the Oscars?
I mean, sure. My gosh. If Rain Man has shown up to play, then by
Dustin
all means.
McGuire Grimes, listen here.
She's like, I got some negotiations to make right now.
Are you that dude that every year you've seen all of the best picture nominations?
Yes. Oh,
see,
yes.
That's what
Multiple
I'm saying.
Times.
You can smell it on him.
It's what I do. So
Shannon?
Last year I looked at the list. I was like, all of those sound depressing. They sound wonderful.
I cannot see
and
those.
Depressing.
Most of them were.
When will King Kong be on the list? I would like to see the new King Kong.
Never.
Yeah, don't hold your breath, Miss Shannon. We like you too
Let's
much.
Go back to the Faye Ray days.
Okay, is everybody ready?
Yes.
First name. Marilyn Monroe, did she win an Oscar or not?
No.
I feel like she may have an honorary one.
Okay, that I do not know the answer to that because I thought it was just no. But now because
I don't
you
think
know
she has an
stuff,
actual acting award.
Extra Google. Does she give one? Because
yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Does she have an honorary Oscar? Okay, I can't. That. Thank you for throwing a wrench in my plan.
Sorry.
We'll work on that.
Paul that McGuire could Grimes. Be correct.
Oh my gosh, it could happen.
He just busted you at
I
your
know.
Own game.
I know. Like,
never
I'm
mind.
Like, bye.
Colleen, you come in here with me and let Paul go in there.
Actually,
and
this, that probably was the smarter way to go about this.
Paul,
okay, let's
read
try.
Off some names and then Shannon and I will guess.
How about this one? How about Alan Rickman?
No.
No.
You are correct.
Yay.
I should get my buzzer and my ding ready. You are correct.
I was a big fan of his. And so I like it. I paid a lot of attention to him.
He is amazing and not an Oscar winner. Mm-hmm. What about Joaquin Phoenix?
No.
No.
He lost for Walk the Line.
I think that they should have called it Joaquin the Line, but that's just me.
You may call it that.
Thank you.
That
I call it
clever.
Joaquin the Line.
Mom jokes from Colleen.
Hey. Okay, let's check out another lady. What if I throw out the name Oprah Winfrey?
No.
No. She has an honorary one. I know that for a fact.
She has an Oscar.
Yeah, an honorary one.
Oh,
it wasn't for acting.
Are you sure?
Was it for producing?
No, it was for like humanitarian work.
Okay.
Okay,
because she was only
beating me at my own
game. She was only nominated, I feel like, for The Color Purple.
Because
she was not nominated for The Butler.
Yes.
She was not nominated for Selma. So the only thing she'd get it for would be humanitarian work.
Yeah, I thought she was on a big list of how come you keep looking over Oprah, you know, kind of thing. And then I thought that she was going to end up getting one for something ridiculous one day, just like they did with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought it was going to be like that.
Whoopi was a fantastic in Ghost.
I know, but I think that's a dumb movie to get an Oscar for.
You guys.
What? We're just, what?
You are correct. I'm so annoyed. Because I was just like, yes, she has an Oscar.
Yes.
I thought it was for The Color Purple. No, she has the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award Oscar.
I am so excited because, one, he is an expert, but I am actually holding my own and not as dumb at this as I thought I was.
I'm, like, impressed. I was so dumb. Okay, let me peel back the curtain a little bit, and I want to tell you guys a little bit about what went on in the prep room today when we were playing this game.
Okay.
There were, like, seven of us in the room.
Yes.
Okay? One of them was my boss. B. Arthur.
Yes.
One of them was her boss, Dan Seaman. So I've got like the head honcho, the second honcho.
Yes.
Me and a bunch of other, us underlings.
My
sitting
talk.
In the,
my talk randos.
Thank you. In the room. And this, we were playing verbal charades because we couldn't remember names of movies. So we're talking about Glenn Close. We're like, did Glenn Close win one for, the Bunny movie? Didn't she get one for the Bunny movie? And nobody could remember
Fatal
the
Attraction.
Names.
No.
Thank
she was also
you.
Nominated for a movie called Albert Nobbs a few years ago, too.
But
she did not get that either.
And this is the other reason why I'm being, based upon your description, this is why I'm good at this game.
Yeah.
Is that you're picking people who were in movies that were popular. I watch popular movies. And so I know who Alan Rickman and all these people are. Popular people don't win Oscars.
Oh.
Or they don't win it for usually their pop. Like, Ghost is a fluke. It's usually like, when you talk about Leonardo DiCaprio, how many movies did we see and he hadn't gotten an Oscar?
That was his sixth nomination, I believe, like sixth or seventh.
Yeah, so there's lots of movies that you actually want to watch that you're like, I'll watch this one over and over again. And then like The Revenant, which you can't bear to watch again because you'll be so depressed and you'll just cry and be miserable. You're like, okay, that'll probably get an Oscar. That's the kind of things that gets an Oscar.
It was the delayed lifetime achievement Oscar. That
right. Okay.
I mean,
I'm going for a deep track here. Everybody ready? Judy Garland.
No.
I was going to say yes. Okay.
Hold on.
Darn.
Paul.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Okay.
She does not have an Oscar.
Okay.
She did get a special award, though, says intern Kaha.
Okay.
Not an honorary Oscar, maybe a medal.
I just remember her talking.
Ribbon.
I remember seeing her and giving a speech and then playing it back and over again. So I'm like, okay, I couldn't guess wrong.
Okay, how about this one? How about we try... I've got this great big list. We were going through a bunch of different names. How about Kevin Spacey?
Yes, he has two. The Usual Suspects and American Beauty.
Where do you keep this stuff? Do you have a filing cabinet in your brain?
Yes,
Paul,
actually I do.
Tell everyone where they can find your podcast.
So,
so my podcast is called All Things Streaming. It's on the Podcast One Network, or you can go to mytalk1071.com. Keyword podcast. It's all about streaming TV shows and movies. I'm recording a new episode today.
Colleen.
I know, but I just, I don't get it. I do a lot of weird things too, but I get them all wrong.
What's funny is my brain is like triggered to remember silly, basic movie stuff like that. But like important stuff, you know, conversations that my husband and I have.
You're like, when your next doctor's appointment is.
Actually, I do know that's tomorrow.
Oh, good.
My eye appointment is tomorrow.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Well,
you didn't have to wait for your phone to yell at you and remind you that you have to be the place.
Yeah. Did you have to kick out any knowledge to keep that one? Because that's me. I have to trade things out.
Yeah, that would be another conversation that my husband and I had. That guy moved away, pushed aside.
Well, I think I do that as well because I know a ridiculous amount of useless information about things like comic books and video games and things like that. But then I was also the one that walked into the building and was like, wait a minute, I left my phone outside. I had to go back out to my car because I left it on the top of my car today.
I have to tell you guys.
I'm that kind of spaz.
Listen, that is a thing that's going around because our intern, Kaha, she lost her phone and turns out she just dropped it on the floor.
I will say, though, this kind of the memory of those, I think because I see the broadcast, and then we'll read facts about it later on. I'll go and research movies later on. It's like I'm continually seeing these information over and over, so then it gets ingrained in my head where random trivia or like conversations or historical knowledge, if that's just a one fluke thing that goes in the head, that may or may not have a lasting impact.
And it's really frustrating when you do have a wealth of knowledge in a particular subset, because then people invite you to like trivia nights at bars. And it's like, no, they just think you know stuff because they've seen you spout off and go all ridiculous on whatever subject your fandom is. And then you don't know anything else. Like, I'm like, well, I don't know all that.
No,
that's
why you go.
Languages.
No, you guys, you're getting it all wrong. That's why you're being invited to trivia night, because you need to have a well-rounded cast of characters.
Yeah, you need the music person.
Yes.
You need the movie person.
My husband is always the sports person. I'm always the useless extra knowledge YA novel person. That's me. That's my thing. All right, when we come back, Paul actually is going to stick around and give us some movie reviews so we know what we should or should not see in theaters this weekend. We'll be back with Paul's trip to the movies after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is My Talk 107.1, talk radio where everyone can agree on something. Like the fact that Fuller House on Netflix just wasn't necessary.
How rude!
My Talk 107.1. Everything television, everything entertainment.
I don't want to know, no. Who's taking you home, home. I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't want to know, no. Who's taking you home, home. I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't want to know. And every time I go out,
Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk107.1.com. We are Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer is off. He'll be back on Monday. Miss Shannon has been gracious enough to fill in.
Yes, having such a good time hanging out with you, Colleen.
So fun. Mr. Paul McGuire Grimes, the notorious PMG, is in the house.
That was the easiest game I've ever played.
Okay, you're
and
so
I really
annoying.
Appreciate it.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Really appreciate it.
I feel like you just snapshotted everything and said, here, Paul, come in and make my friend Shannon look bad.
No, my intern, I don't have Snapchat.
Our intern goes, that didn't go the way you planned it. And I said, actually, kind of did. Because I knew that Paul, I would just like turn the spout on and he would be like, blah, 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 blah. Movies. Things I know about movies. Entertainment, movies. So,
Paul. Add a song and dance to that.
Yes, exactly. And then we've got it all.
Yes.
It's a Broadway show.
Nice.
Paul McGuire Grimes, though. Your thing is movies.
Yes.
And I happen to know that you you opted out of Transformers this week.
Yes.
Which was, I hear, a very good choice.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that Transformers, The Last Night Opens. This is the fifth in that franchise.
Correct.
I've seen two of the others and absolutely hated them. And
like, how many times are you going to put your hand on the hot stove?
Right. And I think this one is only 2.5 hours.
Only. And it was over three and they cut it. They cut like half an hour out of it.
And there's no reason. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I just can't support that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to waste money. I mean, I could have gone to the press screening, but I was busy that night. And I was like, no, I don't want to spend money on this to tell them that we need more of these movies because we don't.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, I am not a big fan of the way that they have completed this franchise. Their vision has always been wonky and it really is kind of so busy, it's like an assault for your eyes. There's so much going on.
And that gets hard to watch for me.
I am going to go. The only reason I go see them is because...
You have a kid.
Yeah. No, he doesn't like these.
Great.
Even perfect. He has taste.
He doesn't like these. But I am so invested in making these kind of movies.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
growing up as a geek kid and not having these movies made, or when they were made, they were just so low budget and they weren't around. That's why I kind of want, in general, these type of movies to continue to be made.
And so that I'm like, you can get good ones out of it.
Yes, and that it is. And we are getting a lot more of these kind of things. Like, even if you look, like, this franchise could have been good. It had good source material. Like, if you look at the Fast and the Furious, which
those
goes all in. Yeah, they go all in on their world, and you go, okay, cool, that's what happens here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Transformers could have been. But every movie's a little different and a little wonky, and then there's so, like, it would, to make a satisfying Transformer movie is not difficult.
Yeah.
We want to see giant battles with giant robots, and mm-hmm. that's it.
That's
the
it.
People are always superfluous, and they talk too much, and their storylines are dumb, and now there's Merlin in this one. It's
too
just
much.
On paper, it's weird.
Show me the robots fighting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, what you did see, though, was the Book of Henry.
The Book of Henry. So this is a smaller little indie movie, and the premise... Not to get too spoilery, it's about this young kid who believes that he thinks that his next door neighbor girl is being abused by her stepfather.
Mm.
And he tries to contact Child Protective Services, but the stepfather is the police commissioner.
Mm.
So it's this kid's word versus the cop's word.
Mm-hmm. And that was directed by...
Colin Trevorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So
from
this
Star Wars.
Of the new Star Wars, yes. Star Wars Episode 9. Mm-hmm. So this kid starts to write out this plan of how you could maybe take the stepfather down. And then leaves it for his mom and brother to find. And that's all I'll say about the plot.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Because I went in not knowing a lot about it and thinking, you know, it starts really sweet. This single mom and her two sons. And the kid is so smart. Kid genius. I mean, he's essentially the dad in the family because he's doing the finances. And he just has this huge, expansive mind. The little boy is played by Jacob Tremblay, the other brother. And then it gets really dark.
Okay.
I mean, there's this abuse, but you don't really see it.
Right.
And then stuff happens. You're like, where is this movie going?
Right.
And then this huge thing happens. And you're thinking, now I really don't know where this movie is going.
In a good way?
Yes and no.
Okay.
It depends on what you want it to be. If you can open your mind up to what this story is, and knowing that these characters would never exist in real life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's thought of as a real, realistic story, but then this mom would not be real. This kid isn't, like, how this story unfolds is so unrealistic that it could either turn people off or you could get into it.
So you have to kind of like...
suspend disbelief.
Yes, and kind of go into, this is the world that they live in. Go all in on it and stop going, this isn't a person. This isn't my next door neighbor.
Right.
I don't have to feel bad for them.
Right.
Okay.
I had a friend, speaking of that, I did have a friend one time. We saw a girl on the train.
Yes.
And she did not know what to expect when she came to that, went to that movie. And we got done with the movie and she was like, Colleen, I should tell you, I actually prefer comedies. She texted me later. It took her to, she went grocery shopping. It took her to the dairy aisle at the very back of the Target grocery store to stop feeling sorry for the people in the movie.
But I'm very
Because
similar.
In her heart, they were real.
And that's, I mean, I can't watch, like, I get embarrassed for fictitious characters.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them, and that's why but you have to know yourself. Like,
right.
I am in that mode in my life right now that I have to admit, I'm like, that movie looks like a wonderful movie. Moonlight looks like an excellent film. I don't want to watch it.
Because don't want to let that feeling in right now.
No,
Shannon,
right now, I would rather go and see, like, and so I bring that up because the night that we went to go see the King Kong, that's what brought it. Moonlight was out, and people were like, you're going to go see Moonlight? I'm like, no.
I went all in on that King Kong movie that night. So before we get too deep in the weeds, Paul, how many ticket stubs?
I'm giving a 3 out of 5 because I did find this story interesting. And it's tonally odd at times.
Okay.
And there's a lot of backlash on people wondering if Kathleen Kennedy would fire Colin Trevorrow because this movie's not doing well and the critics tore it apart. I enjoyed it. And I know other people that did too.
And Colin, I heard an interview that he did. Like he had agreed to direct this film.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got busy. He got the Star Wars things and other stuff. And then they didn't think he was going to come back. And he's like, no, I promise I was going to do this film.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so they were very impressed. He made it to manage to come back.
Mm-hmm. I still think he'll do well with Star Wars. Yeah.
All right. Well, Paul, thank you for coming in and talking about movies
for
wiping up the floor with Miss Shannon on the Oscar quiz.
Anytime you need me back for Oscar quizzes.
You're welcome.
Okay. And when we come back, it's time for Crazy Stupid Idiots on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
I've made a huge mistake.
Entertainment.
It's not easy. No, it's not easy. It's not easy breaking your heart. It's not easy. No, it's not easy. It's not easy breaking your heart. Ooh.
Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. We stream live every day all over planet Earth at mytalk1071.com. And we are everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer will be back on Monday. Miss Shannon's been filling in.
And he's going to have much better stories about his trip in Uganda than I'm going to have over the weekend.
Right?
Even if I try really hard, I don't think I can compete.
Suddenly life feels very boring because we were just right here in the good old Minnesota, USA.
I mean, Pride Twin Cities this weekend. We're going to go and hang out there.
You know
but
what?
Still.
I'm actually glad you brought that up because that is a good reminder. Mm-hmm. We will be at Pride this weekend. All of us here at My Talk 107.1. We are going to be on the My Talk Pride pontoon in the annual Ashley Rooks GLBT Pride Parade. It's taking place on Sunday, as you mentioned, June 25th. And we'll be keep an eye out for us. We'll be on a gigantic pontoon. Thanks to our Pride partner, David at First Equity Mortgage. We love David. And we are so happy once again, like we are every year, to take part in this great celebration.
Love it.
Of all people here in the Twin Cities. So on that note, sharp left turn.
Okay.
Crazy stupid idiots.
Here we go.
Well then, I guess one could say that's a crazy stupid idiot. Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy stupid idiots.
It absolutely does. Crazy stupid idiots. They're everywhere. They're to your right. They're to your left. Hopefully when you look at yourself in the mirror, they're not staring back at you. And oftentimes we find them in Florida.
Yes.
And that is, of course, where we shall start today.
Ah, Ms. Shannon. A tropical vacation to stupid. I like it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, two tickets to dumb, please. So how do you feel about low riding pants?
Do you mean like hip huggers or
like
people
that wear the saggy pants?
I'm not a fan.
I would say if you're a criminal and you're looking to make a quick and clean getaway, you might consider just kind of hiking those things up.
Hiking up your britches.
Because two guys broke into a car that was parked in a driveway in an area of Florida last Sunday morning. They grabbed what they could. But then a car came down the street. So they tried to run back to their getaway car.
Okay.
I say they tried to run back to their getaway car because one of them tripped on his saggy pants.
All right.
He went head first to the side of the getaway car.
You should ask me again now, am I a fan? Yes, I am a fan. Now that I know it actually works as a deterrent to stupid criminals.
There you go.
Yes, please wear your pants that way.
Go ahead. All day, every day. If you're being dumb, sag them.
Right.
Anyway, this is all they got was a phone charger, some loose change, and a stethoscope.
Oh, wow.
Although I was not aware of this. A good stethoscope. Just guess how much a good stethoscope might cost.
$300.
More.
Really?
$500.
Oh my God. I have a stethoscope.
I mean, I have a plastic one from Fisher Price.
No, I have a real one. No wonder they should have asked me for that back. I didn't buy it. I did a video shoot.
Did you steal it from a hotel?
No, I should have. If they had one, now we know that that's okay just to take things from hotels. No, I did a training video for one of my
clients. And you were playing a doctor?
Yes. And so they sent me a stethoscope and a lab coat. And I still have it. They never officially asked me for the stuff back.
That's hilarious.
So,
you should praise that thing.
We should see, yes.
Like, what brand do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know. I should bring it around.
I know.
If I know that it's worth that much, I should wear it. It's more expensive than my jewelry.
Yeah, right?
All my knockoff Target jewelry.
It's a very nice, expensive stethoscope. Right. Thank you very much. You could bedazzle it. It could be a whole thing.
Yes.
Well, anyway, strangely, after all of that, they haven't actually caught the guy. They just have a surveillance video that shows him very clearly.
Look for a dude that has like a little like road rash burn on his forehead from falling.
Exactly. And saggy pants.
Yes.
All right, let's move on. Let's stay in Florida.
Yes.
So a bikini contest, that's a thing in Florida. We don't really have so many here.
No.
Because we don't really have a reason to be wearing so many bikinis here.
That's okay.
I'm fine with it. But a 24-year-old woman by the name of Erica Mize was competing in a bikini contest. She was competing against 10 other people. Okay. But one of the people who we don't have a name for turned out she was dating the Erica is in the thing. She's competing against other bikini model or bikini ladies.
Okay.
One of the other bikini ladies is dating her ex-boyfriend.
All right.
So she's like,
I'm with you.
Hold up. So the two of them naturally, like you do, got in an argument.
In the bikinis?
Yeah, I
Please
guess.
Say yes.
They got off the stage and Erica started yelling at her. And I'm going to say what she said. I don't know what it means. You should go to the gyno because you're in for a rude awakening. Oh, yes. Wait, I do know what that means. I think she was trying to tell her that she might have an STD.
Yes.
And then she took off her high heel and whacked the girl in the head with it. She was arrested for misdemeanor battery, but she was on probation at the time. So she might be looking at some jail time.
You know,
we do not know if she won the contest.
I'm not condoning violence, but in my head, I've seen myself do that before.
Right.
Like take off my high heel and swipe somebody with
Boom.
It. Right.
Like you're just pounding a nail
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
You know, here's my thing. And this is what I always realize this when we're doing crazy, stupid idiots. You hear right. the creative things that people use that they just have on their person
right.
that they will use as a weapon. I just don't, my brain doesn't work that way. Like I wouldn't be able to take a head to toe assessment and decide what piece of article of clothing I'm wearing that would make the best weapon.
You need
weapon.
To watch more action films.
I think
That's
I
what
do.
It is. More spy and action films. Like I've read so many like old James Bond books where somebody like pulled off a shoe and turned into a weapon.
Right?
Like, I or just somebody, don't, yeah. some lady spy takes a, some, it's usually a Russian lady spy.
The
Russian
just,
lady spy.
Yes. it's like they understand their clothing
they
better.
They take
than
off
we,
their shoe and then they stab somebody in the throat with a stiletto. And so in
works.
My head, I'm dangerous.
Yeah, right?
I don't think my Just Fab stilettos are very
I have
dangerous
a feel,
at all.
Yeah, no, I have a feeling. My Easy Spirits aren't
right.
doing the trick. Not so easy.
No.
Okay, let's go to Ohio, where
yes.
an 88-year-old man flagged down cops for a very interesting reason. An 88-year-old guy from Springfield, Ohio, had to flag down a cop to report a theft. He said that he had just received a favor from a particular lady of the night.
Okay.
And
an occasional friend.
Exactly.
A very occasional.
A very occasional when, you know, the budget allows,
Correct.
Let's say. And she stole his wallet. Well, this is where it gets weird.
As occasional friends are wont to do.
Apparently they do. So he was going to pay her for the favor that he gave he was given. And she made off with his wallet. Now, when they asked him, can you tell us more about this lady who has your wallet? He said, I can't really describe much about her, but she did have one eye. I'm sorry, you were mid-swig right there.
Exactly.
But here's where she gets dumb. She used his credit card to buy some food before he'd called and canceled it. And so now they're trying to track down kind of the path that she took.
And say, okay, so she went and she got chicken fingers.
Yep.
And so we have some camera footage of the one-eyed chicken finger lady of the evening.
Right. But I really, like, I feel like you've got all, I just want to hand this over to you. As potential for your, you know, I don't know, you're a joke teller, you're
yes.
a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
The cast of characters in this story includes an 88-year-old horny man.
Correct.
A one-eyed prostitute. And a wallet. And some chicken fingers.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like you've got all the things you need right there to make a great story.
A great romantic comedy. It could be a rom-com with the 80-year-old man where
and
he
at the
finds
end,
love. She comes
she's
back.
She's got a heart of gold.
Right.
One eye and a heart of gold.
For some reason, he decides that she really was the one and goes back to like he's going to bail her out of jail.
Yeah.
Like it's like, you know, it's old man rom-com Pretty Woman. That's
yes,
what it'll
that's
be.
What it is. It is. It's the 2017 answer to Pretty Woman. Hey, you know, a lot of people doing a lot of fun things this weekend. But if you have a family and you've been wanting to try out the Crayola experience, I'd like to give you an opportunity to do that. I've got a family 4-pack of tickets to the Crayola experience at Mall of America. It's 60,000 square feet of attractions and the most colorful family destination for interactive, creative play. 651-641-1071. I'd love to give that family 4-pack of tickets to caller number 5. And on that note, when we come back, we always like to ask a question on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Every single day. We call it the Daily Snap Judgment, mostly because by the time Friday rolls around, this time we're like, whatever. The question today is licorice, red or black? And I'm going to tell you, we have a very, very high engagement on this one on the Facebook page.
I'm passionate about my choice as well.
I am
okay,
too.
Here we go.
Okay, right. So we're going to get to your answers. If you haven't answered yet, go to mytalk107. Nope, go to facebook.com/mytalk1071 and answer that question. We will talk about those answers after this on mytalk 1071.
This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on mytalk 1071. Everything entertainment.
I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you.
Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071, streaming live all over planet Earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Colleen. Bradley will be back on Monday with tales of his trips to Uganda. And Miss Shannon has been filling in with me.
Yes.
You are the best. Thank you so much.
Oh, anytime.
You know, I miss Bradley when he's not here, but I appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with new blood, fresh blood.
Thank you.
And we've had some fun. We've had some good girl power.
Yes, we've made some songs.
Exactly.
You know, we've learned some things about how we're vacationing incorrectly and not taking the right stuff.
Exactly. From the hotel room.
Correct.
We don't mean packing it in our bags to go there.
We mean coming back with it.
On the way back.
Why are we wasting money on souvenirs?
Who knew? Who knew? Just give toilet paper and shampoo. Now, every day at this time, we do our daily snap judgment. That's a dumb question. It's a this or that question. We put it up on the Facebook page. We ask you what you think. You answer it. And then we judge you accordingly. It's that easy.
I saw your question today. I was very intrigued.
The question is, licorice, red or black? I feel like people are very rigid in their preferences when it comes to licorice.
If you gave me the wrong one, I would not eat it.
Okay, well, you hang tight, and I will hang tight with my answer.
Yes.
I'm hoping Holly's going to come in, and then we'll round table. But for the meantime, here is our listeners' answers.
Okay.
Our former intern, Nikki, who then became my summer nanny, which is why I always warn interns, be careful. Nikki said, if I have to choose, I say red. Black licorice just tastes gross. IMO. And then she said, translation, in my opinion, because I know you guys.
Hey, I knew that one.
I did too, Nikki.
Yes.
Also,
I would have been fine with her question.
I buzzed her for her tone.
Right.
But I'm going to give her a ding because she answered it. But Nikki... You know, when she starts it with, if I have to choose, you know you have to choose.
Bad attitude, Betty.
Exactly. I see what that internship got you. Raleigh said, red, red, red. Black licorice should be deemed hazardous to your health.
Ding.
Renee said red for sure, but of course, chocolate is better than either. I'm going to ding because you said red for sure. I'm going to buzz because we didn't ask you anything about chocolate.
No, we'll do that next.
Now, I do know this. Yes, I do know this about our friend Laura. Laura said red and they need to be red vines. Ding.
Yes.
That is her favorite. Our listener Laura loves her red vines. You don't need to know Laura Long to know that red vines is her favorite.
Okay.
Sue said black indeed. I'm going to give you a ding for the answer and a ding for your very proper attitude. Emily said, definitely red. Now you made me want Twizzlers.
Yes.
I can't own that for you, Emily. I'm sorry. If that's what you want, you take care of your needs.
And they're easy to find.
It's not my fault. Mm-hmm. Eloise said, red. Cut off each end and use it as a straw for soda.
Hmm.
Sarah said, red because black tastes like, and then she put the poop emoji.
I like it.
Then.
Artwork.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Autumn said red. Ooh, sorry about that. That's what I meant to do.
Yes.
Trevor said rainbow.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen
that. I'm dinging. You know why?
Yeah.
Because it's pride.
Correct.
So rainbow always wins.
Otherwise, all right.
Otherwise, you didn't answer it right.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Brenda said red. When I was about 12, I bought a Cinderella's castle filled with licorice at Disneyland. I ate the red. My sister ate the black. This was in 1966, and I remember it like it was yesterday.
Okay.
I'm
going to
give you the ding, and I'm also going to give you the gong because you went on a little long, but thank you for sharing your memories. I don't want to step on them. They're lovely.
I like that a good memory is regarding candy.
I also like that Disney World can get you to buy things by filling them with licorice.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because it's not just Cinderella's castle. It's Cinderella's castle with licorice.
But look at the things that we do. We do, like, that's the only reason I have all these Slurpee cups and slushy cups. I'm like,
wait, I get a cup with that?
Yes.
Yes, like, yes, then I do want it.
Exactly.
You. Like, I don't have enough cups already. Jane said, red, all day red. I don't like the taste of the black licorice. Ding. Tana said, red. The hubby says red vines are the only brand to eat. I totally disagree. Any red is edible in my book. And Susan said red and only Twizzlers.
Twizzlers are red vines. That means, do you want to chew on it or you want to just be overly moist? Because that's all the difference is.
So funny. Christine said red Twizzlers. Black licorice is yucky.
So many people.
I know. Maggie said black. Darcy said red. Don't be gross. Megan said, gross. Neither, but thanks for offering. No. You know what? If you don't want either, just don't. You don't have
don't
to answer.
Respond.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Let's see. I've got Stacy who posted a meme of an adorable little, what are those things called? Like a puffin? Like a tiny little penguin.
Yeah. Not quite a penguin.
And it says, black licorice is delicious. Lisa said red, only red. Sonia said black, in particular, salty black licorice.
She's
yum.
Got some fancy licorice.
I know. I mean, I'm going to ding you, but
black licorice.
Also,
I know.
How
Where do you get that? For Byerly's and Lund's licorice.
Exactly. Brianna said red only. Caitlin said both. No, not appropriate.
Caitlin just likes candy. It's hard for me to falter.
Yeah, I do. We honor people, but please, come on. Sean just said, both buzz me. Michelle said red. And Lucas said red licorice. Black tastes like tar.
Ooh.
So now that we have everybody assembled in the room.
Okay.
Let's take the temperature. Of the
Should we
room.
Do on the count of three?
You want to do it that way? Around? Okay, we got to get... Halls is trying to figure out how to put her headphones on. You have to be smarter than the headphones. That's the first...
Just feel the headphones. Feel the headphones.
Be the headphones.
Be one with the headphones.
We'll do a 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
As soon as we're... Oh, she's fixing them. They've broken. So let's just us do it. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Red.
Oh.
Yes. Well done. Oh. Yes. I thought we were going to have to argue. If you had said black, I'd have been like, we can't be friends.
When people say they like black licorice, I wonder if they have a severe issue with their taste buds.
Yes, because it's so gross.
You have to like, what is the name of that flavor? Is it anise?
Anise.
You have to like that flavor in order to like.
Like, I don't even like when all those liquors that have that taste to it. And even once you get to the ouzo.
That's what I was going to say. Jägermeister.
They just smell. They taste like horrible cough syrup.
Red! Yay! She did it right. Well, a little bit late, but yay, she's
good
here.
Good job, yes.
Do you like black licorice, though?
No!
Okay.
No. That stuff is
I'll
disgusting.
Leave it.
I'll leave it,
it
in the candy bowl.
No,
like, I thought that was
a good idea.
If somebody offers me one of those gross, disgusting Good and Plenty candies, I'm going to leave it there because not only does it taste disgusting like that anise flavor, but they're hard and you can't chew on them and then they get in your teeth and then you get cavities. And what's the point?
I don't like candies like Good and Plenty's like that because they trick you with the outstanding caddy coating.
Yeah.
Because you don't know until you bite into them that they're disgusting.
Right. You know what? It's like the old sitcoms Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie. They trick you into watching them because it's cool. It's got a cartoon intro. I'm totally all in.
Yeah.
Then you wait when the intro is over.
And then you're like, these are people.
Yes. It's stupid and you have to change a channel. Oh.
You know what has never happened ever? Ever. And somebody should think about this. The opposite should occur. They should have an open to a show that's real people. But have it be a cartoon.
That would be amazing.
Yes! Nobody's done that before.
Yes.
Wouldn't you also like to see, has anybody done this before? I should Google this before I say it. Has anybody done like the opening to The Simpsons with real people?
Yes.
Have they? Is it bad?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's bad. Mm-hmm.
Michelle's like, yeah, it's okay.
It doesn't offend you. You know, you're not like, just, yeah. Why did they waste their time creating this?
Yeah, that was the most awesome thing I've ever seen. Not at all.
But back to your thing, like, I remember that growing up and when they had the reruns of the Partridge Family.
Yes! Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And then, Who are these dudes?
It's not awesome
at all. I have carried that rage into adulthood.
Do you feel good now?
Yeah, I actually.
Now that we can bond over it, the Partridge Family was the show that made me so mad.
Yeah. No, mine, I do remember that the first time I watched I Dream of Jeannie, and I saw the opening and I was like, this is going to be great. It's like a little, it's a cartoon about, and then all of a sudden it's Barbara Eden walking around showing her belly button. And I'm thinking, no, this is not what I signed up
for. And at the beginning, she did not have a belly button because that was back in the olden days.
Right, that's right. And she had to keep it up high.
Yep.
Here's
but
the other thing.
Disappointing.
The other thing that used to drive me mad about that show, how angry were you that you couldn't get inside the genie bottle too?
Yeah, I kind of liked
like
it.
Like, I was so, I wanted a genie bottle. Mm-hmm. I was like, how cool would that be to carry that around with you and be able to just hop inside and have your own like lounge?
But this is how annoyingly feminist I am. I remember even back then watching that show when I was tiny and going, he is such a jerk. She could do better. How dare he keep putting her back in this bottle? Why is she pining over him? Yeah, she doesn't even need to like him. Yeah, she's so much hotter than he is.
Didn't she go into the bottle when he like punished her?
Yes.
Dumb astronaut. Like,
exactly.
That is horrible.
Like, boo.
Mm. Okay, it's been a long time.
She doesn't need that man.
It's been a long time since I've watched that.
I was like mad in six. Like six, my grandma would have me watch it. I'd sit there and go, she does not need to do what that man said.
The worst. That explains a lot. That's how we got all this attitude up in here.
Very much so.
Yeah, we didn't. I wanted my own genie bottle, but I wanted to go into it when I feel like it.
As you should. Make your own choices,
Colleen. My genie bottle.
I just wanted to be an astronaut.
My bottle, my body, my bottle. Yes.
Thank you. My belly button, my bottle, my body.
Preach.
Bye. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you hopefully on the parade route on Sunday. But if not, we'll be back talking to you on Monday. Miss Shannon, you are my hero. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. We'll visit again soon.
Yes, we shall. Stay tuned for Lori and Julia coming up after this on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Oh, Rob!
Entertainment.